Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, The Responsive Classroom, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Our mission at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur is to equip online business owners to step fully into God's purpose for their lives and business with unwavering faith, biblical truth, and essential marketing strategies. Our verse for this season of business is Ephesians 3:20. All glory to God, who is able, through Christ at work within us, to do infinitely more than we might ask or think. Friends, if you're needing inspiration, feeling stuck and unsure of next steps, feeling worn down by trying to tackle everything on your own, or feeling like you are constantly on a hamster wheel producing content but not getting the conversions you want, this podcast is for you. A little business and a lot of Jesus. Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, friends. Let's dive in. Hello, I'm so glad that you are here. I cannot believe that it is December of 2022. The year is coming to a close, and I'm really excited to tell you about our newest resource at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur that you can get absolutely free. We have a new guide for you called Evaluate 2022 to Elevate 2023. And right now, you can go to the show notes, you can go to the website, click on the link there, and you can download this exercise that will help you, it will guide you through your thought process as you close out 2022. Now, as faithful entrepreneurs, we look at things differently. We have the creator of the universe as our CEO and partner, and we have to tap into the guidance he wants to give us, right? But it is also important to be self-reflective. It's important to be wise in our business endeavors, right? To steward this business that he has given us well, and to know where our business is financially as we close out 1 year and we head towards another. Now, in order to do this exercise, it's going to be really helpful for you to either have a bookkeeping software like QuickBooks or to have a bookkeeper. And just as a plug here, no matter where you are in your business, whether you are just getting started or whether you have been in it for a while, I recommend getting some kind of bookkeeping software. This is going to help you set the foundation to being wise and just knowledgeable in where your business is with your finances. So that's kind of an aside there. So when you download this guide, it's really meant to be a tool to help you think through the past year. Now listen, I do not want you to get down on yourself if you don't like the answers that you write down, right? Growth in faith and business comes through trials and it comes through learning. But we miss some of that growth if we are not intentional about looking at the past year, right? Now, before you go through this guide, right, I'm going to kind of walk you through it in this podcast, but you're going to want to download it just so that you can write in it and you can have those questions because you'll probably need to look some stuff up. I want to really encourage you to cover yourself in prayer before you go through this exercise. Pray that God would give you an open, quiet mind to hear from him. Pray that he would help you discern his leading for your next steps. And give a prayer of thanksgiving for the business that he has entrusted you with, right? That he has asked you to be a steward with, because what an awesome calling this is to be a faith-filled entrepreneur. Okay, so there are five different places that I want to encourage you to evaluate as we close up 2022. Number one is to evaluate your expenses. Number two is to evaluate your revenue. Number three is to evaluate your time. Number four is to evaluate and clean out your technology. And number five, perhaps the most important one that we cannot leave out, is to evaluate your faith over the last year. Okay, so let me walk you through a few of the questions. To start off with evaluating your expenses, you're going to need to reconcile your books, right? Again, if you have something like QuickBooks, this is something that you can do fairly easily. But you want to have a really clear picture of the expenses, the money that you spent on expenses, and the money that you brought in through revenue, so you can actually see what it is that you put in your pocket or that you put into your business account. Okay, so here's some questions I want you to think about after you have reconciled your books. What were your main expenses? So this is anything that cost you money that you put into the business. Meals, car expenses, contracted help, employees, supplies, courses that you purchased, right? Anything that helped move your business forward. So I want you to go back through your books and I want you to find where were the main places that you spent money. The next thing I want you to calculate is what percentage of your monthly and or yearly revenue were your expenses. You really want to keep these less than 30%. You want to keep your expenses less than 30% of your revenue. So this is simple. You'll simply take the total amount of expenses and divide it by your revenue, and then you'll multiply that number by 100. So I know sometimes it's hard to hear. Again, go download that guide. It's all there for you. But for example, if you had $40,000 in expenses and you had $100,000 in revenue, all the money that you brought in, you would simply divide $40,000 divided by 100,000 and you're going to get 0.4. You multiply that by 100 and you're going to get 40. So in this example, the expenses were 40% of the revenue. So if you find that your percentage is more than 30%, you may want to go back through and see what you can kind of take out, what you can shave off, or how you can bring in more money to make the expenses percentage of expenses go down a bit. Now, here's the other thing. When you just get started in your business, your expenses are going to be a lot more. And that's okay. That's what we have to do, right? If you're purchasing things to get you started, if you're learning things to get you started. But if this is a recurring pattern year after year, then you're going to want to lower your expenses. Okay, the next question that I want you to ask yourself, still thinking about expenses, is where was your biggest return on your investment? This is called an ROI. This question is asking which financial investment or expense brought you the most income? So I give a couple examples here. Did you hire a coach, which is going to be a big investment, more than likely, and in turn make some decisions that brought you in quite a bit more income, right? If you did, then that investment is a good investment because it brought you a high return for your investment. Did you buy a course that taught you a skill that you were able to capitalize on? So go back through your expenses and figure out what is bringing you in the most return for that investment. And then on the flip side, we want to ask, okay, so where am I getting the least return on my investment? So for example, this was a very small expense, but a couple of years ago, I had eFax because on bids for schools, they want you to have a fax number. They ask for a fax number. So I thought it looked professional to have this. Also, that is one way that schools will send purchase orders. But it's not the main way. So after spending $15 a month for a year on eFax and never using it, I might have used it once. I canceled that. That was a very small return. There was a zero return on that investment. I didn't use it. I didn't need it. No schools have asked specifically for it. They can send purchase orders through email or mail. And so that was an expense that I could do away with. So that was not a good return on that investment. So that leads us into the next question, which are there any expenses you can cut back on moving forward, right? And so we always want to be diligent in looking. Sometimes we purchase things that are good for a season. We purchase help that is good for a season, but we don't still need it. And so we want to be cognizant of that. And then the last question for this section is, are there any investments or expenses that you know you want to add for next year? Do you want to hire a coach? Is there a course that you want to take? Is there a mastermind that you want to join? Is there a piece of equipment that you want to purchase, right? So when you have a really firm grasp on the expenses that you are already spending and you know what it is that you want to purchase moving forward, that can help you make decisions on if there are any expenses you want to get rid of in order to free up more money moving forward. Okay, so that gives you a good, once you've worked through that part of this guide, then that gives you a really clear understanding of your expenses and where you're spending money. Because in my experience, both for myself and with the people that I have coached, this is an area that can get away from us. We need to invest in ourselves. Having a business, even if it's an online business, costs money, and you have to be willing to spend money in order to make money. But again, we have to do it wisely. Okay, number two, evaluate your revenue. So as you work through this section, you're going to answer a couple of questions. What product or service brought you in the most revenue? And then what product or service brought you in the least revenue? As entrepreneurs, sometimes we have 1,000 ideas going. We have to really focus in on what is bringing us money, because that is what keeps our business going. Doesn't mean you can't work on other things, but if you put out a course and it brought you the most money and you only did it one time a year, could you launch that course a few more times? Right? So that's what we want to look at. Okay, number three, evaluate your time. Y'all, your time is valuable. Your time is your energy. Your time really can translate to money, right? So I want you to spend time evaluating the time that you spent on certain tasks in 2022. Okay, so the first thing that you're going to do is list out your daily, weekly, or monthly activities. Whatever makes the most sense to you. You might start with your daily, do a couple of weeks, and then just look back on your monthly activities. The second thing I want you to do is to circle the activities or the tasks that brought you the most ROI. Remember that return on your time investment. So in other words, which of these tasks brought you in revenue, right? The next thing I want you to do is to put a star next to the tasks that helped move the needle in your business, right? So let's say that you really worked on your social media. You really worked on your Instagram. That might not have brought you in revenue directly, but it expanded your audience and your engagement. And so therefore you feel like that moved the needle in your business, right? Maybe you are writing a book like I am. Well, you haven't had the chance to put it out yet. It's not published yet, but you know that this is going to move the needle in your business. And so you're going to go through and put a star next to the tasks that move the needle in your business, that move your business forward. Now, y'all, obviously not every task is going to have a direct correlation to income, but what we're doing here, we want to make sure that we are giving adequate time to tasks that do bring in revenue. So if you look back and you find that you're spending 70% of your time on things that just keep you afloat, right? Like maybe sending out marketing emails or sending out nurturing emails. Okay, well, that's important. We need to do that, but we don't want 70% of our time to be on that, right? So we need to make sure that we are spending the majority of our time on tasks that either move the needle forward in our business or that directly bring us in revenue. Okay, and then the last thing I want you to do with your tasks, I want you to go back through your tasks and I want you to do three more things with them. The first thing I want you to do is to draw a line through any tasks that you can cut out. And you got to be honest with yourself here. If you are getting on social media to make posts and you're finding that you're spending an hour a day scrolling on social media, you've got to cut that out. We don't have time to do that, right? The next one is delegate. I want you to put a check mark by anything that you can delegate. Getting a virtual assistant is a lot easier than you think it is. Finding somebody to edit your podcast is a lot easier and probably more affordable than you think it is, right? So are there tasks that you need to delegate so that you can spend time on more of the things that move the needle or bring you in revenue? Okay, and then the third one, what do you need to do more of? Are there tasks that you need to do more of, right? Because they are the tasks that bring you in money or that move the needle. So what are you going to cut out? What are you going to delegate? And what are you going to do more of? Now, y'all, I want to encourage you to really spend some time with the Holy Spirit before you go through this step. God is ready to help you prioritize. He is the creator of the hours in the day, and he is our guide on this journey. And so we've got to lean into him, right? So certainly go to him first before you work through this activity. Okay, number four, evaluate your technology. Whew, okay, so I don't know about y'all. I am an Enneagram 3, if you like that. I am an achiever, which means I am not a perfectionist. I am not always super organized, but I do things the quickest. I get from point A to point B, quickest amount of time possible. This doesn't always lend itself to organization. And so I may have 15 pictures of something similar that I'm going to use for a story that maybe I used for a story 2 months ago, and I still have them on my phone. I really encourage you to get all of this organized and cleaned up before the new year, right? So what are we looking at here? If you need to evaluate your Google Drives, your desktops, your phone photos, if you have Canva, maybe it's your downloads on your computer, your emails, your Dropbox, anything else that needs to be cleaned out, give yourself time to do this. Because my guess, if you're like me, is that if you will take a day and get all of this cleaned out, right? Maybe even 2 days. It's going to save you time as you move forward. So designate time now so that it saves you time moving forward. And then the last one, y'all, stay with me. Come back to me if you're multitasking. You need to evaluate your faith journey through 2022. Where did you take steps of obedience? Where did God prove his faithfulness and provision? Were there any times when you limited God, when you thought too small, or when you let fear get in the way? What are you still praying about? Where do you need to continue to trust him? Y'all, take the time to work through those questions so that you can up your faith in 2023. When you can pinpoint where God was faithful, it's going to help you be bolder in 2023. When you can pinpoint where God provided when you didn't see a way, then it's going to lessen the worry and the anxiety about provision for 2023. When you can write down times when you maybe limited God, when you didn't move forward because you were worried or you were fearful, and you can hand those over to God, then you're going to move forward with more boldness and more confidence in 2023. And that, friends, is where you're going to see the breakthrough. We want to have our finances in check. We want to be knowledgeable about that. But when we can move forward in faith, that is where God is going to show up and show up big. So we want to make sure that as faith-filled entrepreneurs, we are taking the time to evaluate that. The last thing that I want to point out to you, when you download that guide, which again, go to the guide Evaluating 2022 to Elevate 2023. When you download that, at the back of it, I have given you 8 verses to pray over your business. Pray them over your business. Post them somewhere. Memorize them. Because when we are operating in the word, friends, big things happen, okay? I am praying for you and your business. I'm praying for everybody who's listening to this podcast that their business, their territories would be expanded in 2023, and that they would grow in faith and in wisdom so that their impact for the kingdom would grow. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me. Download that guide. But if you want more coaching, I'm available for coaching. I have limited spots there, but you can always head to the website at thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com and check that out. You can always reach out to me on Instagram at thefaithfilledentrepreneur. I just would love to meet you. I'd love to see where you are in your business, to see how I can help you in your business, and how I can pray for you. Have a fantastic holiday season. Finish out 2022 strong. God has big things for you in 2023.
So I just want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, follow us at Instagram at The Faith Filled Entrepreneur or on Facebook at jenkleiber.thefaithfilledentrepreneur to get business strategies, biblical truth for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. We're on TikTok now too. And you can always check out thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com to find out all that is going on and to get additional resources to help you build your faith and your business. Bye for now.